Today's shir in Kitzer Shulchan Aruch is Simen Kuf Samach Gimel, which is Hilchos Mila. The Kitzer Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Aleph, Mitzvah Saseh Al Ha'av Lama Les Benoi. It is a mitzvah saseh, is a positive commandment in the Torah for a father to do the bris on his son. The makar for this, the source for this, is the pasuk in Parshas Vayera, Perek Chafalov, pasuk Dalad, Vayomal Avram Es Yitzchok Benoi, Ben Shmainas Yamim Avram, did the bris on his son Yitzchak when he was 8 days old, Kasha Tziva Yisrael Akim, like Hashem commanded him. And the Gemara in Kedushin, Chavtes Mar Aleph, learns that this is true by all fathers, not just Avram to Yitzchak, as we have in Parashas Lech Lecha, Perek Yud Zayin, that we see the obligation on the father to circumcise the son. And the Pnei Yeshua over there in Kedushin Chavtes says that it is from the extra word Benoi. Vayamal Avram Etz Yitzchak Benoi. From the extra word Benoi, that's how we see that it's because of the fact that Avram was the father of Yitzchak, so too all fathers have to do the bris on their son. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Oy lechabed v'lasei shliach liyisrael acher sheyamal osay, or to give an honor and make a shliach to another yid, to another Yisrael, to do the bris for him on his son. Now this is actually a very important line in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Shach in Chosha Mishpat, Simen Shin Pei Bei, Sifkat and Dalid, says something very interesting. He says that if the father of the baby knows how to do a bris, then he's not allowed to appoint somebody else to do the bris for him. If he knows how to do it, if he doesn't know how to do it, then he can't do it. But if he knows how to do the bris, he is not allowed to appoint somebody else to do the bris for him. And he says it's a terrible thing that sometimes you find people give the mitzvah away. Also, the Arzeruah, who's one of the Rishonim, is brought in the Darche Moshe and Reish Samach Dalid in Yerdeya, Reish Samach Dalid Sif Aleph, and he brings the Arzeruah, says similar. And the Darche Moshe, who's the same person as the Ramah, he argues and he says, I don't understand, why don't we have the rule that we always have, Eshlucho Shaladim Kamoso, there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to say that over here, and you should be able to make a Shliach. And there's a great discussion amongst the Rishonim and the Achreinim in this sugya as far as if it's possible for somebody to make a shliach to do the bris on his son. Does he fulfill his mitzvah if he makes a shliach to do the bris and doesn't do it himself? But over here you see in the Lashon of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that a person is able to make a shliach to do the bris for his son. And the father is supposed to place the baby on the knees of the sandik. Ayin Shari Churis, Simin Tov Kuf Nan Aleph, Sivkat and Gimel. So, it's the meaning that the father places the baby on the knees of the sandik. The word sandik, the sandik is one who holds the baby during the actual bris. The word sandik is explained by the Aruch, who lived in the 11th century, Rav Nosson ben Yechiel. He wrote a dictionary in Talmudic literature, and he says that it's a Lashon Yevani V'Romi. It's a Greek and Roman word that means a pitrein upraklet, which is like a melitz type, a good representative. And that's where the word sandik comes from. It's a Lashon Yevani V'Romi, and the sandik is the one who holds the baby during the actual bris. Also, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that the father should hand the knife to the mayel, and to stand next to him during the time of the bris milah, to show that he is the shliach. The Shulchan Aruch says like this as well, that he should be able to show that he is mishaleach, he is sending the father. It sounds like the Shulchan Aruch also says that he's able to make a shliach. And the father makes his bracha between the cutting and the priya, and his bracha is Asher Kitchana b'mitzvaysa v'tzivanu l'achnisa b'vrisa shel Avram Avinu. Now, this that he makes his bracha between the cutting and the priya. So just to explain, what is priya? Priya, if you, let's say, open up the diaper and you look at the baby before the bris, so the arla is covering the atara, is covering the glands, and there's another thin skin that is not visible that is underneath the arla skin, the foreskin. In English, it's called the mucous membrane, and it is in between the arla skin and the atara itself. So the way that the bris is done, the way that the Lashon of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch is that the arla is cut off, that is removed with a knife, and the priya, the mucous membrane, the other priya skin, is torn back with tzipranayim, with a person's fingernails. So the Mayo makes his bracha before he makes his cut. Every bracha should be done over Lasi Yasan, before the act of the mitzvah is done. So the Mayo makes his bracha, then he does the cut, and before he tears back the Priya skin, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is telling us that he should make his bracha of Lachniso Bevriso Shel Avraham Avinu. The reason why it's not done before, the Nesa Kalim explain in Yardei Reish Samachay Sif Aleph, that the reason why it's not done before the Mayo does his act of cutting it off is because we do not make a bracha over Las Yasan if the mitzvah is done by somebody else. Perhaps the Mayo will change his mind and not perform the bris, and then the father made a bracha levatala. So first he does the chituch, first he does the cut, then the father makes his bracha, and he makes his bracha before the priya is done. And this accomplishes over Las Yasan, because the Mishnah in Shabbos says in Parak Rav Elazar d'Mila that mol v'loy para ki'ilu loy mol, that anyone who does the Mila but not the Priya, it's as if he didn't do the Mila at all. So really, as long as the Priya has not been done yet, has not been performed, the mitzvah of Bris Mila has not been fulfilled. Therefore, when the father makes his bracha before the Priya, that is also accomplishing the concept of over Lasi Yasan, of making his bracha before the act is done. It's interesting to note that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch does not say that the father makes the bracha of Shachiyanu. The Shulchan Aruch in Yardei Reish Samachay Siv Zayin brings that the Rambam says that a father does say the bracha of Shachiyanu. In Hilchos Brachos, Perikid Aleph Halacha Test, the Rambam explains, because it is a mitzvah haba mizman lizman. It is a mitzvah that comes from time to time. A person doesn't do a bris on his son every day. You know, how many times does a person have the opportunity to do a bris on his son? So it only comes mizman lizman, therefore Shechiyanu is made. However, many Rishayim do argue on the Rambam. Tosfos and Ervin Daf Mem Amabez brings that you should not say a Shachianu. His reason is, Taisus says in Ervin, because of Tzara Diyanuka, because there is pain of the baby. So since there's pain of the baby, you don't want to be happy by saying Shachianu, that you've reached us to this day, because there is pain of the baby. Taisus in Sukkah, Memvav Manalev, says that it doesn't depend on Zman, because really, a bris can happen at any time. Not just for anybody else in the world, but for each particular person. There is no time that says, oh, they can't be doing the mitzvah of bris milah. Okay, would you do the bris by day as opposed to night? But any day, really, technically, a person could be having a bris for his son. So therefore, it's not relegated, it's not delegated to time per se, and therefore that is not a reason to say Shechianu. There's other reasons given in the Rishayim, and of course there's other explanations why the Rambam did not agree with Tosfos. That's, you know, too much for the time that we have allotted, but that is something that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch leaves out, that he does not say to say the bracha of Shachianu. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch continues, Veish la'adam lachzar, a person should seek ulahader achar mayel v'sandik hayoyser toiv v'tzadik, to go after a mayel and a sandik that is a good person and a tzadik, a righteous person. And Aruch HaShulchan explains that the thoughts of the Mayel and the Sandik can really have an effect on the child during the bris. We need to have somebody who's going to have proper thoughts and good thoughts that will have a positive effect on the baby. Noyagin continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Noyagin she'ein noisin sandikos. We do not give the honor of being sandik le'isha shekvar hoya etzlei sandik beben acher, to a man that was already a sandik for this person for a different son. That we do not give the sandik twice to the same person in the same family. The Rama in Reish Samachay Sifir Aleph brings this as well, that we do not give a sandik twice to the same person, let's say to the same grandfather, to the same Rav. And the reason why is the following, that a sandik is compared to someone who brings the pteiras in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara in Yuma and Daf Chavav and Aleph says that no kohen was able to bring the keteris twice, and the reason is that it was a skula to be rich for Ashirus. So we want to be able to literally spread the wealth and have every kohen have the opportunity to give, to bring the keteris. Therefore, so too over here, we do not give the sandik, a person to be sandik, twice. That is the meaning that the Rama brings. The Gra, the Bir Agra, the Vilna Gaon, says two very strong questions on this Rama. He disagrees. He says, first of all, then why would it be only by one father? A person should never be able to be sandik twice, even for a different family. The same way no kohen ever brought the keteris twice, so too nobody should be able to be a sandik twice whatsoever. If you'd like, you could look in the Neid Yehuda, Kama, Yordea, Simon Pevov, for an answer for this. The second question that the Vilna Gaon asks is, look around, we never saw anybody get rich after being a tzaddik. And that is also a very strong question. There are numerous answers to answer that question, but that is, you know, more than we have time allotted for. But that is the Vilna Gaon's two questions, and therefore definitely find, I tell parents all the time that, you know, if you don't have anybody else to be tzaddik and you want to have someone specific who's a tzaddik and they were the tzaddik for you, the previous baby, if you really don't have anybody else to give, then a person could definitely rely on the Vilna Gaon. But definitely the most common custom is that we do try to be like the Ramah and this Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, to not give the same tzaddik twice to the same person. If a person gives the honor of being mail to one person, it is also to go back on that commitment and give the honor to somebody else. As it says in the Pasuk, that Klal Yisrael does not do anything crooked, anything corruption, any corruption, and they will not speak any falsehood. And let's say if a person gave the honor to somebody, and then that mile left the city and he didn't realize he would be coming back, he thought he wouldn't be back by the eighth day, and because of that he honored somebody else, and then the first one comes back, and the first one should push away the second one and have the first one that you originally honored. This of course is talking about, as the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, for this baby, that you honored this mile to be for this baby, and then he left and he came back, then you can't go back, he has to be the mile for this baby. As far as using the same mile for the next child that you have, that is a different discussion. There are plenty of places that say as well that you should use the same mile as you used the previous baby. That the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is not talking about. He doesn't discuss it either way, yes or no. But that is not as strict. There are certain considerations. If a person wants to use a different mile for the second time, that a person should ask a shayla at the time. It's machlekes between the Taz and the Yavitz. But here, at least for the same mile, it is much more strict for this baby, for the same baby, that you should stick to the same mile that you originally gave the honor to be the mile. Siv Beis. Noigim Shekol Ha'am. It's the custom that all of the people, She'etzal Amila, that is next in Mila, Oindin, they stand during the Bris. Shanemar, as it says, Vayamay Kol Ha'am Ba Bris. That all the people stood by the Bris. Novad HaSantik, except for the Sandik, She'tayfis HaSatinik V'hu Yoshif. He holds the baby, he should be sitting. Olacha She'berich Av Lachnisoy, after the father says Lachnisoy, Va'anu Amen, and everybody says Amen, Oimrim Kulam, everybody says, Kishem Shenichnas Labris, just as he entered into the bris, Ken Yikonis Latoira Lachupa Lamasim Toivim, so too should the baby enter into Torah and to Chupa to get married, Ulamaisim Toivim. The source for this is the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuflan and Zayin Amabez. That is our gears in the Gemara. The Sfaradim have a little bit of a different gear, so they have based on a Medrash, but that's the gears that we have in the Gemara. And everyone wants to know the order of this bracha, the order of this blessing. Ken Yikonis Latoira, first is Torah, and then is Chupa in the marriage, and then is Maisim Toivim. Why is Maisim Toivim last? A person could definitely do Maisim Toivim before they get married. And there's various different explanations in the Rishonim and the Achronim. The Avudram, who is one of the Rishonim, the Talmud of the Tur, he says that the Mishnah in Avos, Perikei, Mishnah Chafala, says that a person should get married at the age of 18. Ben Yud Ches L'chupa, Ben Shmei Nosar L'chupa, even though that's not really the custom nowadays in most circles, but he says that is what the Mishnah in Avos says. And he says that a person doesn't get Misa B'dei Shemayim until they are 20 years old. That's based on a Gemara in Shabbos, Pei Tesa Mebeis. And therefore he says that really the Maisim Toivim that a person does, and a person would get punished for not giving Maisim, for not doing the Maisim Toivim, and punished by Hashem, that only comes at the age of 20, which is after 18 years old, which is when a person has chuppah. Torah, a person could learn even ready from their bar mitzvah, even before their bar mitzvah for chinuch. So that is the Avudram's explanation. You could take a look at the Madana Yontif at the end of Masechtas Bechorus in Oizvav. He does not like this explanation. He gives his own pshat. There are other various explanations, but that is the Avudram's explanation for this order of Torah, chuppah, and Maisim Toivim. Siv Gimel, Hamoyel Tzarech Sheyeda Hilchas Mila. The Moyel needs to know the laws of Hilchas Mila. Hamavurim B'Yardaya. That's in Yardaya, starting from Simen Reish Samach all the way to Reish Samach Vav, including Reish Samach Vav, which is I'm doing the Bris on Shabbos, and that's also in Or Chaim, Simen Shem Lamed Aleph. He has to check out whether the baby is healthy and is able to have his bris. Also to the midwife, which nowadays we have doctors usually, they should also know if they see some type of weakness in the child, you should inform the parents or inform the mayel. And of course, it's interesting that this is even a halacha, but it's just common sense that the mayel needs to know all the halachas and to make sure that the baby is healthy and able to have his circumcision, to have his bris. Sif Dalet. Utrichan Lizar b'ma'ay ma'ay. The person must be very careful. It's really a continuation of Sif Gimel. Shloy lomo vlad sheyesh chash shachayli. That a person should not do a bris, even though you want to have it on the eighth day, and you know it's convenient, but a person should not do it if there's any suspicion of a sickness. Ki sakonis nefash es deiches hakol. Because danger of life pushes off anything. Because technically it's possible to give the bris at a later time, on the ninth day, the tenth day, the 11th day. But it's impossible to return one life from Klal Yisrael if the baby, you know, is not able to stand the bris milah, a baby could die. When do you do the bris? Let's say he was sick and then he became healthy again. So when do you do it? So if the baby is a chayla, he's officially a chayla, he's ill, so the halacha is, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that a person, the baby needs to wait zayin yame me'es la'es, 7 days me'es la'es, which means 7 times 24, 168 hours. So if the baby is declared well at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, let's say on a Tuesday afternoon, then the baby, the bris needs to be the next Tuesday afternoon after 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So sometimes that could get inconvenient. I know some paiskim that say that, you know, you should ask the doctor to look at the baby at night, and then this way the next morning, you know, 7 days from the next morning, you'll have the bris in the morning, like very convenient in the morning. But if the baby is declared healthy, then it needs to be zayin yame me'es le'es. And immediately, once the baby is ready to have his bris, I'm allowed to delay for any reason. Just to have more people at the bris and to have, you know, be happier and push it off till Sunday. Nowadays, you should rather do the bris right away when he's able to. The Gemara in Shabbos explains and learns out from Sukkim that a bris that shaleib is not, and that is not on time, does not push off Shabbos or Yontif. And therefore, if it's not on the eighth day, the bris is not performed on Shabbos and Yontif. But besides for Shabbos and Yontif, the bris should be as soon as possible. This is really a tremendous sugya in the Dvar Avram. The Dvar Avram, at the beginning of Chelek Beis, discusses the following question. Let's say you have two babies in Shul, they need to have a bris. One of them is on the eighth day, and one of them is a bris that's shleib izmana, that's not on time. The other baby was sick, and now this is the ninth day, or the tenth day, or the 11th, whatever it is. So you have two babies in front of you, both want the bris right now, but one of them is the eighth day, and one of them is shleib izmana. So which one do you do first? So most paiskim say, and it's clear from the Dvar Avram's Tshuva, that everybody argued on him, and everybody else held the Pischei Tshuva brings this in Reish Samachay, Sivkat and Tess, and many other Paiskim, they say the following. They say that the bris that's on time, the eighth day bris, that is the one that is performed first. And they give various reasons, because that's considered more Kaddish, or it's more Tadir, or Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, and most Paiskim say that the one that's Bizmana goes first. The Dvar Avram very strongly disagrees. He says, definitely not. He says the one that's Shalei Bizmana goes first. Because the one that's Bizmana, the one that's on time, that has the entire day. You have the entire eighth day to do it. Yes, there is an inyan of Zriza Makdim and Lemitzvos, which is very important. But besides for Zriza Makdim and Lemitzvos, you really have the entire eighth day to do the bris. Whereas the one that's Shalei Bizmana, there it's every single second the baby needs to have his bris. It doesn't go by the ninth day or the tenth day. It's every second the baby needs to have his bris, and therefore the Shalei Bizmana one should go first. And the Dvar Avram says that even though the Rambam says kol yoim v'yoim, that every day that you delay, he says of course that is lav dafka, and it doesn't mean every day, but it means every second and every moment shouldn't be wasted, and he said that the Shalei Bizmana should be first. the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch's lashon was from the Tshuva Dvar Shmuel that a person should do the bris on his son right away, immediately. So it's hard to know exactly what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch means. Does he mean every moment, like the Dvar Avram, or does he mean every day? Fine, but that is a major machlokas amongst the Paiskim. The minig is nowadays, Vosner says in Shevet Levi, that the minig is nowadays to do the one that's Bismana first, and that is the opinion of most Paiskim. Sif Hei, Isha Shemesu Shnei Vanel Mach Masmila. Let's say you have a lady that two of her sons already, Nebuch, died from the Brismila. Shenira ki hamila hechisha es kaishim, because it seems that the mila, they were not able to stand the bris mila, and they weren't able to survive the bris. So the halacha is ein molen es hashlishi ad she yigdal v'yischazik koichei. We may not circumcise, we may not do the bris on the third child until he gets strength, until we are quite positive that he gets bigger and stronger, and that he is able to sustain the bris. So too, if you have a lady that only had one child die, but also to her sister this happened, then and all the other sisters also do not give the bris to their sons until the children grow older and they become stronger. This is a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis. There is a machlokas whether chazaka is with two times or three times. So usually we paskin that it's three times, but over here when it comes to nefashos, when it comes to sakanas nefashos, we are strict and we say that already after two times is a chazaka, and therefore the third one you do not do the bris. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that you would be able to do the bris once the baby gets older and is stronger. Now the truth is the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch do say this as well. The Gemara does not say that. The Gemara just simply says that you don't do the bris on the third child. However, the Rambam in Aleph Yud Ches and the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samach Gimel Sif Beis says that no, it just means for now you can't do the bris, but eventually you could if you see that the baby is stronger. The Neid Behuda in Yordea Tinyana Kuf Samachay asked that the Gemara doesn't sound like that. The Gemara makes it sound like you never do the bris because you don't want to take a chance. But nevertheless, that is what the Rambam says and the Shulchan Aruch. And we see the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch as well goes with that, that a child would be able to have his bris if the Mayel, the doctors, are confident that he has now grown older and he is stronger. Siv Vav, the Jew, Tinak Shenoilad Bein Hashmashos Iksas Kaidam. Let's say you do have a baby that was born not in the middle of the afternoon or at a time when you know when he was clearly which day he was born on. Rather, you have a child that was born Bein Hashmashos or a little bit before. Now, Bein Hashmashos means that there is a span of time after sunset, after Shkia, but before Tzeisa Kochavim, before three stars have come out. Now, there's different opinions what is exactly Tzeisa Kochavim. Some people say that have the minutes 50 minutes. Rabbeinu Tam said it was 72 minutes. But during that middle time of between Shkia, sunset, and Seisa Kochavim, where it's total dark, then that is a time where we're not sure which day it is. Is it the previous day or is it the next night? So if a baby is born during that time, then Yasu Shevas Chacham Masayamal, a person should ask a Chacham when to do the bris. And the halacha is that if it's during Bein Hashmashos, the bris is pushed off till the next day, meaning we say as if, since with a doubt, a bris can never be done before the eighth day. However, if necessary, a bris could be done on the ninth day. So therefore we say that you do it on the next day. For example, if the baby is born, let's say Tuesday evening, Bein Hashmashos. So you don't do the bris the next Tuesday, rather you do the bris the next Wednesday, just in case he was born on Wednesday, so you do the bris the next Wednesday, which is the eighth day from Wednesday. If the baby was born Friday evening, which means that perhaps it was Friday, perhaps it was Shabbos, then you can't do the bris the next Friday, because maybe that's day 7. You can't do the bris the next Shabbos, because perhaps that is day 9, if maybe really the baby was born on Friday. And then day 9 is Shalom Bismana, and you can't do a bris Shalom Bismana on Shabbos. So therefore the bris will be pushed off till Sunday, which is for sure not the 8th day. But since we have no other option, the bris needs to be pushed off to Sunday in such a case, when the baby was born Friday evening. Interestingly, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says also if the baby was born a little bit before Shkia. So the Mishnah Brura in Simen Shim Laman Aleph Sekot Nidal brings the Radvaz that if a person has a suffix if the baby was born before Bein Hashmashos or not, so then or during Bein Hashmasos, then the Radva says also you push off the bris till the next day because you're not sure. You know, maybe you don't want to take a chance and do the bris too early. And I saw the Rabbi Yashiv says even a minute before a person, you know, if a person knows before, if you know for a fact it was a minute before Shkia, then don't worry, you could do it on that day, the eighth day from the first day that he was born, on that, while consider that as if he was born by day. Others say that you need to have a few minutes before, and it seems as if the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch seems to say like that as well, that if the baby was born Bein Hashmashos or before Bein, or a little bit before, then we don't want to take a chance and we push off the bris as if the baby was born after Shkia, as if it was born already at night, which means that the eighth day would be started to be counted from the next, that night, which is the second day. There's a big question, actually, a very interesting question. If, let's say, the father of the baby goes with the custom of 50 minutes after Shkia is considered fully night, and once it's 50 minutes after Shkia, like the Ga'inim, then for him that is considered the next day because that is already night. But the Mile holds the Zman of the Rabbeinu Tam, which is 72 minutes. So for the Mile, that at that time, let's say the baby was born 60 minutes after Shkia. So according to the Mile's custom, the baby was still born during Bein Hashmashos. So what do we do? Do we have the bris performed on the next day, if it's, let's say, born on Friday evening? So is that considered for sure on Shabbos, according to the father of the baby? Or do we say no, according to the Mile, it was still Bein Hashmashos, and therefore perhaps we should push the baby off till Sunday? So the Shevet Alevi, Rav Vosner, and Chaim Chesim and Tzadi said that it's Aser, because you go after the Mile. But the Shalos Teshuvos Emek Yeshua disagrees. A person should ask a Rav in such a situation. Sif Zayin. Let's say a baby dies before he had a bris. Whether it was within 8 days or afterwards, he didn't have his bris on the eighth day and he died before he was able to have his bris. So we give a bris to the child next to the kever to remove the cherpa, the arla is considered the shame from him. A person shouldn't be buried with an arla because that's considered disgusting for him. We do not do the bris, we do not make a bracha on this bris, but you call him a name as a remembrance. They should have mercy on from Shemayim, and this way he will be alive by Tchias HaMeisim, which is Kabbalah and Yanam, that this way he'll be able to know his father and mother. If you're able to bury on Yantif, let's say they forgot and they buried him while he still had his Arla. In this group, if they remember immediately, they don't have to worry that the body decomposed in the kever, in the grave. So then, you must open as a kever lumula. You have to open up the grave and give him a bris. But if they did not remember until several days after the death, ain leftayach as a kever. You did not open up the grave. That's the night vihuda and tinyana simin kof samach dalit. That which the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says to do it next to the kever, the Geshar HaChaim says that we do not find that it has to be really next to the kever, it's just an expression. Nowadays the Chever Kadisha usually takes care of this, usually do not find the Mile takes care of this. This does not require such expertise like a regular bris does in regards to stopping the bleeding and things of the like. So usually the Chever Kadisha takes care of it, to just do the bris on the baby before Rahman al-Islam, the baby is buried. Siv Ches. Noigin lasei suda b'yem amila. It is customary to make a suda, to make a festive meal, the day by the day of the bris. This is based on a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Amar Aleph. Shekol mitzvah shekibli Yisrael b'simcha kamoi mitzvah smila. Any mitzvah that is accepted, that was accepted with simcha, adayin oise b'simcha. It's still performed with joy. Uchsiv sasa neiche lemersacha, and it is written, you should rejoice over your word. V'darshin and zulamila, and the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lamad Amar Aleph darshins that this is referring to the mitzvah of bismila. Omisha efshal alas is suda guna. Anyone who is able to make a proper suda, mukameit, and he becomes stingy. Ve'ena oisa ela b'kofi u'mina mesiko chadem. A person only prepares coffee and different, you know, delicacies, various types of, you know, sweet foods, and, you know, maybe just some ragalach and coffee and similar refreshments. Lo yafa oisa, is not acting properly. Misha mezamnin oisai l'sudas bris mila, one who is invited to a sudas bris mila, v'yadeya sheyesham anoshim uganim, and he knows that there are respectable people there, mechuyav gam hu l'leches, he is obligated to go to the bris as well. This is based on a gemara in Pesachim, naf kuf yud gimel amabez, and Rashi over there, and Tosfos, which is on the top of kuf yud dalem and aleph, says that the gemara says that there are a person who is invited to a bris and does not go to a bris is menutel hashamayim, is excommunicated. And Tosfos over there says it's only if there's proper people at the bris, which is why the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is saying that. And the Rama brings this in Reish Samachay Sif Yud Beis. And the Pischei Tshuva in Ois Yud Ches actually says that it was a custom not to invite people to the bris. You just maidia. You just notify people of the bris. And the reason is, because of this, that if you invite somebody and they don't show up, then they could be menudel hashamayim. It's a very strong punishment. So therefore, we just inform people of the bris, but we do not actually invite them. Oid noyagim lasei suda b'minei peiros u'mashkin. It is also customary to make a suda with fruit and drinks below Shabbos or Kedem Amila on the night of Shabbos, on Friday night before the bris. V'gamzeh sudas mitzvah. This is also called considered a sudas mitzvah, and this is what we call the Shalom Zachar. The Rama in Yerdeya Reish HaMechei Sif Yebeis brings this minig of a Shalom Zachar, and there's two reasons given in the Rishayim for this custom of the Shalom Zachar. Taisus and Bava Kama Daf Peyam and Aleph says that we thank Hashem that the baby was born safely, that he escaped from his mother's womb safely. So we thank Hashem. It's just like a suda to thank Hashem that the baby was born properly and safely. The Drisha in Simen Reish Samach Dalet Sif Beis brings the Rikanti. Ois Beis brings the Rikanti, who was born of Rishayim, and he says a different reason. He says a famous reason that the baby learned all of the Torah in his mother's stomach. That's a Gemara Nida Daf Lamed. And the baby forgot the Torah. As the baby comes out, he is tapped on his lip, and he forgets all of his Torah. So we are like coming to be Menachem Ovel, the baby, that he forgot all of his Torah. That's why we have Arbis. Arbis are round, chickpeas are round, and that's a food of Avelos, a symbol of Avelos, and therefore that's why we are coming for the Shalom Zachar. Why is the Shalom Zachar on Friday night? So the Taz in Sifkot and Yud Gimel says because simply that's when people are home. People are home on Friday night, so it's convenient to do it on Friday night. The Taz also brings a nice medrash that says that Shabbos is the queen, and Hashem, who is the king, says that anyone who comes wants to do their first mitzvah before you do the first mitzvah of Bris Mila. So the person, the king, says, you have to come visit my queen. So you come on Shabbos and you gather around and discuss about the Bris Mila. That is based on a medrash, the reason of coming to visit the queen. Like Hashem says, you have to visit my queen before you do your first mitzvah. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Oy noigin shabalaylo shalafnei amila. It is further customary on the night of the night before the bris. Miskabtzim beveis hatinuk. You gather in the house of the baby. Va'oiskin b'tayra, and you engage in Torah. Va'isin k'sa suda, make a small suda. V'zu ein ladin suda smitzvah. This doesn't have a din of a suda smitzvah. She'en el aminat ba'alma, because it's only a custom. That's from the Rabbi Yaakov Emden. This is called the Vachnacht, and the minig is to say Kriyashma by the baby. This is based on the Gemara Brachas Daf Hey Amud Aleph, that Kriyashma is a protection. The Satan, the Yetzer Hara, tries to stop the baby from performing his first mitzvah, which is very special. So we say Kriyashma by the baby as a protection. We give out make a ksas suda, as the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says. So therefore, we don't have a big suda. We just give out some nuts or some candies, not a real suda. And I do believe that is why the custom has become for children to come say Krishna, because they're giving out candies and nuts. So that's what the kids like to do. But nowhere did I see anywhere that it has to be children. It could be adults as well. But it's just become the custom to have the children do it, because they give out little candies, so that's what the children come to say Krishna, and they say Hamalach to, as a protection for the baby. And may the mitzvah of Bris Mila and the schus of learning the mitzvah of Bris Mila be a protection for all of Klal Yisrael.